Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. He joins us every Thursday at this time to warn you about a few things. And we need to talk about something that happens this time of year, sadly. You get these solicitations for charities that are fake. And this is really disgusting. Scammers targeting veterans, too. Fill us in here, Steve.
Well, good morning, Beth. Thanks again for having me today. Yes, there's 18 million veterans in the U.S., and unfortunately, the scammers are disgusting and take advantage of the situation. They're trying to either take their money or steal their identity, and a lot of things pop up around Veterans Day, the holiday, because the scammers know that people want to give and donate, and they take advantage of the situation. So it's really just be careful of credit card fraud. Usually, you know, stealing of the credit card information or asking for the information, they're giving you a call ahead of time. And we're seeing a lot of account hacking and takeovers. So, you know, by clicking on those links, you can have somebody hack into your account. So you got to be very careful on links as well. And be careful of any type you get a phone call saying that there's we have secret money government programs for veterans. Mm-hmm. Because those could be the scammer trying to exploit the situation, Bob, as we talked about.
Also, a lot of holiday job scams going around. What do people need to watch out for here?
Well, every year there's always people looking for jobs around the holidays, so the scammers obviously find out about that and try to take advantage of work for people looking for the seasonal work. So be very careful out there if you're looking for those jobs, and make sure that you're dealing with the company itself, not just a scammer behind an email. You know, according to our Scam Tracker report, employment scams were the second riskiest in 2023, and they keep growing each and every year, and they're scamming people between the ages of 18 and 44. So, you know, basically employers, Bob, will never ask for payment up front for a job. That doesn't happen, so that's a tip-off to the rip-off. And beware of any job offer that doesn't require an interview. Like, you immediately been hired, and we need your bank account number and your Social Security number, because those are usually the signs that you're being ripped off in some way. And, you know, if, you know, really research the company. That's the most important thing. Make sure it's a actual job offer from them, Bob.
Tell us about the red flags here as far as those Bitcoin ATMs that are popping up in more places now.
Yeah, they're amazing, Bob. They're popping up everywhere. I was just recently in Naperville gas station, a small gas station I thought was family owned, and there was a Bitcoin machine there, and they're BTMs, they're called Bitcoin ATMs. And basically the FTC data shows that fraud losses are skyrocketing at BTMs, and increasingly nearly tenfold from 2020 to 2023, and topping $65 million in just the first half of 2024. And Bob, as you know, we only get a bit of the you know, people's concerns, complaints. So there's a lot more out there as well. But be very careful. Anybody like fake investment opportunities in cryptocurrency, that you can, you know, you can change your, you know, cash into crypto, or you got to send it to them, or somebody saying that you won something, or even a company demanding payment, or the IRS. The IRS does not demand payment by Bitcoin, and they never demand payment like that. So if somebody wants you to do something quickly in 30 minutes with a Bitcoin and paying somebody, don't get involved in it, especially if it's an investment, Bob, because there's so many frauds out there with Bitcoin investment because people don't understand it. So if you don't understand it, find somebody who does before you investing into it, especially in a Bitcoin machine.
And I know you're still hearing about these bogus emails and texts about renewing a subscription or a membership that you never signed up for. Lots of times it's Best Buy's Geek Squad. What's the latest on that?
Well, again, the FTC has the warning on the three things they're seeing on that, and one of them, as you mentioned, the fake fraud alerts. So you get a fraud alert saying that something's wrong with your account, you got to click on this link or talk to this person. It may not be that person, so go to the bank or the company itself. Don't use the links that they send you. And then there's fake investment opportunities. We just touched on a little bit with Bitcoin, but scammers are reaching out to people through social media with special opportunities to invest in crypto and other types of investments, and they can't guarantee you a return on your investment. So that's what we're seeing, Bob, is a lot of people are saying that you can get X amount of money or make millions. Nobody can do that as well. And fake invoices, they're increasing. I just had a call from a friend recently who got an invoice from a billing company that wasn't his, And so if you get an invoice and say you have to pay immediately, no, don't pay immediately. Check them out. Make sure you do owe that money and go to the company's website directly and deal with them. Don't deal with those links because you click on those links, Bob, you can get spam or malware on your computer.
One of our listeners sent us a question for you, Steve. I had to file a Better Business Bureau report against Microsoft, and there's no way to reach them. In my case, they're not helping. I am sure they could be more helpful, but I cannot get a human on the phone. Any advice for this person, Steve?
Well, Bob, we hear about it all the time. Unfortunately, in the old days, I mean, customer service was banked on that you answer your phone calls, and now consumers are having difficulty in getting these, especially these larger organizations. They do have portals for, you know, live chats and things of that nature, but consumers still say they have difficulty. It's just a new era we're in today. Everything's through emails, Bob, or online or social media sites. And I remember I was going through, the Uber one time and trying to contact them because the driver said, I canceled. I didn't cancel, and I just gave up.
Yeah,
because there's no number to call, and that's what they want, it seems to be.
Exactly. And this person, I guess, was hacked, and their identity was stolen.
Right.
Very frustrating, isn't it?
It is very frustrating as well, but sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the oil, so just continue to complain and try to find other ways to get to the company, and also file a Better Business Bureau complaint. That's what we're here for, Bob. We've been doing this for almost 100 years, trying to help consumers find businesses they can trust and help them if they do have a complaint on file as well.
Good idea. The website is bbb.org. Steve Burness. Thank you, Steve. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thanks.